Welcome to the program, Tariq Ali.
Very good to be with you, David.
I was interested to find a quote from the legendary Lawrence of Arabia, T.E. Lawrence, writing in 1920, "The people of England have been led in Iraq into a trap from which it will be hard to escape with dignity and honor. They have been tricked into it by a steady withholding of information. It is a disgrace to our imperial record and may be soon be too inflamed for any ordinary cure. We are today not far from a disaster. Our unfortunate troops, under hard conditions of climate and supply, are policing an immense area, paying dearly every day in lives for the willfully wrong policy." It's interesting how history moves in cycles.
Well, history moves in cycles, and I've always argued that though history never repeats itself exactly, it constantly echoes. And these echoes of history are with us as long as the structures of the world remain basically the same. I mean, what Lawrence said could be said today by some senior figure in the State Department in relation to the American quagmire now in Iraq. And it's very interesting to see how they've got themselves into a mess again. The British aren't in such a big mess in Iraq because they are stuck in Basra. That's where the empire told them they had to stay and police the south. But the United States now is in a big mess, and so T.E. Lawrence's words are very apposite. Though I do notice that since Daniel Ellsberg leaked the Pentagon Papers, there haven't been any senior people inside the U.S. establishment who have really come out and said this is a total disaster, and we lied, we were wrong, and we're pulling out. A few congressmen have said it, but none of the people who were centrally involved.
On May 1st, 2005, the Sunday Times of London published a secret memo. It's now known as the Downing Street Memo. It instantly became front page news in Britain, but not significantly in the United States. You quote relevant sections from the Downing Street memo, and explain a bit about it.
Well, the Downing Street memo is the record of a set of secret conversations which took place at the highest levels of the British government and intelligence services and civil servants, which more or less said that the United States is determined to go to war. We're determined to back them. The problem is we haven't yet found a reason. And so we've got to search for a convincing reason to convince public opinion. Otherwise, the thing won't work. In other words, what the Downing Street Memorandum reveals is that right from the beginning, they were determined to lie their way to war. And all those Labour Party members like the late Robin Cook, the former Foreign Secretary, who gave Blair the benefit of the doubt and said he was wrong, but I don't think he lied. I mean, it's obvious from the Downing Street memorandum that lies were told.
And I should put the date as July 23rd, 2002, a full 9 months before the invasion of Iraq.
Yeah. I mean, basically, by July 2002, Bush had decided to go to war and had confided this to Blair, his closest ally in Europe. Here now is a quote from the famous Downing Street memo. C reported on his recent talks in Washington, there was a perceptible shift in attitude. Military action was now seen as inevitable. Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military action, justified by the conjunction of terrorism and WMD. But the intelligence and facts were being fixed round the policy. This is classic British civil servant speak. This is how they write, the Mandarins. And essentially they're saying, there ain't any evidence, so we've got to manufacture it.